Brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Even though Valentine's Day passed us 4 days ago, you can still find a good excuse to head on down to get that special someone of yours a nice piece of jewelry or two. Head on down to Vandermark Jewelers on Broad Street, right across from the hospital here in Elyria. Vandermark Jewelers is a trusted name in jewelry, and if you stop by, you'll see why. Dave, how are you today?
Doing all right, Paul. Doing all right, thanks.
Well, there's a lot to talk about, as always, and I want to begin with this 911 outage. What happened here with this 911 outage last week?
So last week, what ended up happening was that 911 for the county basically went down. And for those of you who have, the Lorain County WENS or the emergency alert system, you might have gotten notifications by email on your landline, sometimes on your by text message on your on your smartphone, basically saying, hey, 911 is down. Can't receive calls, so here are these alternate, 7-digit emergency numbers that you can call to alert, in case there's an emergency. Doesn't appear that anything real serious, happened that police couldn't be notified, police or fire or EMS couldn't be notified of, and that couldn't be responded to. But according to the county, basically, this was an issue with the service provider. It came from the side of, the phone companies that are, that basically there was something in the digital code in the computer system. And it's so much more technical now that you don't have to, it's not just operators plugging in different plugs, like you maybe see in like old time, kind of period style movies, but it's more so, it's just all governed by computers. So there's some sort of code issue with the code where calls were coming in and the 911 operators just couldn't pick them up. And there are so many different redundancies, and they have natural gas and diesel generators and everything up at the 911 center on Burns Road. They have redundant fiber optic lines to make sure if one goes down, the other one still can, you can still get these calls coming in. So there was nothing that the county could have done on its side to prevent this. It all had to do with the equipment and with the computers for the phone company. So some calls were coming into 911 that were ringing 20 times and then hanging up on the caller who would call back in. Some of these calls were going through, but only after 20 rings. And even that, county officials, the county commissioners and Administrator Jim Cordes were saying that's unacceptable. So he was gathering more information, and as more information becomes available, we'll try to share that with you. But it was an equipment failure that was apparently through no fault of the county.
Well, we're going to kind of transition into a totally different topic here. Not exactly sure the smoothest way to do that. That's why I get the big bucks, right? Because
right.
I find ways to smoothly transition from one topic to the next. But, we're talking about an entirely different topic here, though, with the sheriff's office, and they're claiming that they need close to $400,000 to replace some of their cruisers. So what are the needs with these new cruisers exactly that aren't on the current cruisers that they have? And what is causing for the need for all these new cruisers? We're talking about double-digit cruisers they need, correct?
Well, we're talking about eight.
Oh, eight. Okay.
Yeah. We're talking about eight new cruisers, and that's been the number that have been replaced over the, at least the past two, three, every year they replace about eight cruisers. Lorain County Sheriff's Office on their patrol vehicles, many of which are kind of the old, well, I shouldn't say old. Some of them are the kind of the Caprice style cars. Some are these Ford, kind of the police version of the Ford Explorer. They call it the police interceptor, package, or the police utility package. Obviously, this being a very, very heavily Ford county, a lot of police departments have these Ford vehicles. We're not talking about the old kind of boat size Crown Victorias that they used to have, which even back in the early 2000s, Grant Coben Nelson, who's the fleet coordinator over at the sheriff's office, was saying, you could get those for $18,000 base package, and then maybe put another, $10,000, $12,000 worth of equipment into it. Well, with technology speeding up the way it is, and with more and more of these cruisers, having more and more mileage on them, generally speaking around the country, you want to replace a police cruiser once it hits 100,000 miles. Now, they're going at times very fast. At other times, they're standing still. At other times, they're just on kind of regular patrol, but they're constantly on the road. So every day, you might have, you know, two or three different police officers, depending on the number of shifts, riding around in this car and just hitting every pothole that the public hits, and speeding, you know, coming to a screeching halt. You got lights and sirens going. That affects the electrical system. So basically, cruisers put a lot of mileage and just a lot onto the cars, and a lot of high stress. Lorain County Sheriff's Office runs theirs about until they hit about 160,000 miles, and then they try to replace them. Now they can do that pretty easily in 10 years or even less. So now they're replacing a few remaining 2008 cruisers, a few remaining 2012s, 2013s, 2014s, with some new Ford Interceptors. Now they also like the Chevy Tahoe model. Chevy, does a Tahoe model police cruiser, but because of a strike at Chevy plants and GMC plants, not all of those are going to be available because they just don't have the stock to fill all the orders. So those aren't available through the state. The state does this massive purchasing program where you can get things cheaper because they buy it in bulk, right? So those aren't available through that program this year. So it's all Ford across the board. So basically, each of these cruisers might come in at about $31,000, $32,000. But that's the base package. Now, on top of that, you need a gun rack. You need radar, dash cam, lights and sirens, decals, lots of other little things that need to be attached to this vehicle that adds about $16,000 onto the cost. So you're looking at about $47,500 to $48,000 per vehicle times eight vehicles, comes in at just under $400,000. That's what Sheriff Phil Stamity said he and his deputies need. They did about 1,000 quarts of oil and oil changes last year, 146 oil changes last year, almost 150. This fleet takes a lot. It needs a lot of care, especially because you don't want your cruisers to break down.
Which is interesting too, because I think a lot of people look at that number. You see, wow, eight vehicles. Not quite $400,000. What in the world are they putting into these things? But as you said, look, there are needs that cruisers have that the general public probably isn't necessarily aware of because of all the wear and tear. And I think you detailed it perfectly. Look, I mean, with the fleet that they have, those cars are constantly out on the road. They may not always be in motion, which means they may not get to the mileage that a lot of people think that they get to, but they're always on. Seems like they're almost always running. And that pothole that you might hit once on the way to work, and maybe you're lucky enough to dodge it on the way back home from work, well, they're kind of hitting that over and over and over again, no matter how many times they try and dodge it. So it is interesting when you break it down like that, the kind of wear and tear that fleet gets every day.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's other things that kind of are standard in police cruisers that aren't standard in your car or my car.
Sure.
You would want a barrier between yourself and the person you just arrested, who's in the back seat, who's maybe not so happy that they're in handcuffs. So you need a barrier in the back there. The flashing lights in the not only on top, but a lot of these cruisers for protection of the public and the officers themselves have the lights in the front grill or on the rear with an arrow going one way or the other. I've seen some highway patrol cruisers that have that kind of thing. You also need something big enough to carry gear, a shotgun and a patrol rifle. Crime scene technician gear, raincoats and extra boots and ballistic shields or ballistic vests, flares and all these other things that need to go in the back of one of those cruisers. That's standard equipment for a police officer that might not be standard equipment for Mr. and Mrs. John Q. Public. So there's a lot that goes into equipping a police cruiser, and that adds to the cost. And the technology, like Grant Coben-Nelson was saying, the technology is just such that drives the cost up as well. I mean, special brake systems, special suspension, special engine, all these kinds of things are built into a package that means that hopefully, police officers can chase down the bad guys or get to your house, first before something really bad happens.
Sure. I mean, I think the bottom line is they need a sufficient amount of tools in order to serve the public the way that they were intended to serve the public. Indeed.
Right.
No question about that. Well, my friend, we've come to that point in the interview where we get to scan Twitter, or I guess any form of the internet that you choose, to find out your favorite scanner stories of the week. I actually stumbled upon a couple of pretty good ones this week, but I'll leave the picking out of the scanner stories to you here as we wrap up today's interview. So what kinds of scanner stories do you have for us today?
Well, I'll give you one I know. I know since you guys do a lot of sports coverage here on WEOL, I'll give you a good one that I saw courtesy of any Ohio scanner at @neo_scan on Twitter. Dateline Independence, Topgolf, which I think some of you folks can see, you know, on 77 and 77-480 there, coming to Lorain County or going wherever else you're going in Northeast Ohio. Topgolf, patrons stuck in the elevator between the second and third floor. A fire department can get them out by hitting the red target 5 times.
I don't know how I missed that. That's fantastic. EnioScan is a great follow on Twitter. That
absolutely.
Is a great follow on
just
Twitter.
Just some fantastic stuff, and it's not all happy and funny. Some of it's kind of dark and perilous, but it's great to, you know, it's a great place to go and kind of find out what's going on. They don't always follow maybe all the Lorain County, you know, police departments, so I don't always get, you know, notifications from there, but a lot of what's going on in Cleveland and the outer ring suburbs in Cuyahoga County, they're definitely on top of it. So it's and the sense of humor, whoever's behind it has a great sense of humor.
Yes, they do a nice job of bringing a little bit of light to a situation that might not necessarily be light on the surface. Dave, as always, my friend, we appreciate you stopping by in studio, and we look forward to doing this again next week.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Dave. Again, that's Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us on the Local Beat. Brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Stop by and see Jim and Bob and the entire gang down at Vandermark Jewelers. They're on Broad Street here in Elyria, right across from the hospital, a trusted name in jewelry. And if you stop by, you'll see why. We have a Cavaliers update coming your way next. And then Craig Adams will update us on the local news. After all of that, we will return for the final hour of today's show from the Lorain Public Library System Studios, celebrating the inaugural Toni Morrison Day. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.